Kodiak's Pier 2 is used to hosting cruise ships and large crab boats this time of year, so a 600-foot Navy warship was a little out of place on Tuesday. The USS Comstock, homeported in San Diego, arrived in Kodiak around noon. For many aboard, including the ship's captain, Commander Kevin Culver, it was their first time in Alaska. Culver's crew is making its way north for training, along with several other detachments of the Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps.
So we're one of the first ones here, so, you know, what a better place to stop than Kodiak and wait for everybody else to catch up to us.
Across South Central Alaska and the Aleutians, some 3,000 service members are participating in the Joint Forces Arctic Expeditionary Capabilities exercise this month. The exercises range from disaster relief logistics to tactical response drills. Training in Alaska is a routine activity for naval forces, but Alaska might be seeing more of the Navy soon. As sea ice recedes and Arctic waters open up, protecting American interests in the far north is becoming more of a priority. You might remember back in 2007 when Russian submersibles descended 2 miles below the North Pole ice cap to plant a flag on the ocean floor. It was more a publicity stunt than a true claim to the seabed, but that growing competition for Arctic resources, as well as control of increasingly navigable waterways, is what the Navy wants to get ahead of. Here's Rear Admiral Scott Gray from an interview with KMXT in May.
All the trading nations of the world are going to seek to take that shortcut to the markets. So we'll see an increase in shipping and transportation up here. And so our presence up here is just a continuation to ensure that we protect the sea lanes for trade for all nations, and that we are trained and ready to operate in the difficult environment that is the North.
For that reason, the Navy has begun looking at establishing a more permanent foothold in Alaska, according to Gray, as well as Navy representatives in town this week.
What's happening is the Navy is looking at its options.
That's Senior Chief Petty Officer Brandon Rail from Alaskan Command Public Affairs.
You know, we formerly had two installations here in Alaska, ADAC and Kodiak. Obviously, we gave Kodiak to the Coast Guard. ADAC was turned back over to the Aleut Corporation. So right now we have no basing options here. So in order to be proactive, of course, we are looking into what the options are.
One option might be a strategic port involving the Navy, Coast Guard, and Department of Commerce set up along the Bering Sea, according to an interview with Navy Secretary Richard V. Spencer in January. As far as the Navy coming back to Kodiak, Rail says it's not an impossibility, though there isn't a clear timeline in place.
Nothing is off the table at this point. We are in the early stages of looking at everything.
And that could be working with Kodiak's Coast Guard?
We're obviously going to ask those questions and see if it's even a possibility.
The USS Comstock will leave Kodiak on Thursday for Seward, then Anchorage. The Arctic Expeditionary Capabilities exercise wraps up at the end of the month. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.